BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. It's all the girls on Innuendo Bingo because Chris is off. So it's Charlotte Crosby, Geordie Shore and Rihanna films. And it gets wet. One of our listeners is really stressed out about not being Facebook official with their boyfriend. And Greg joins me on Real or No Real.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
How are you? It's just me today, Scott here. But I'm being joined by two girls to play Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. That'll be Rihanna off of Films and TV's Charlotte Crosby. That's going to be a good one, I think. One to watch, maybe, lads. 1:45 today on Innuendo Bingo. You can watch it on your phone, computer, laptop, tablet, etc. Hello, Radio 1. Hello.
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 Hey, Scott, it's Iona. Hello.
Hi, Iona. What's going on?
Well, I'm just waiting to open my Scottish Advanced Higher results. So quite nervous, but yeah, excited as well.
So you're getting your exam results today?
Yes.
I know
they came at
1
o'clock.
Pardon?
They came at 1 o'clock and now I'm just waiting to open them.
What, you've got them there now in an envelope?
Yeah, I do, but my mum's at work at the moment, so I'm having to wait till she gets back at 3 o'clock and then I'll open them.
All right, so you're waiting for your mum to come and then you'll open them together?
Yes, exactly.
3 o'clock, did you say?
Yes.
Hmm.
It's a long wait.
Yeah, that's quite a long time. Would you be interested in maybe letting me in on the little opening of the envelope?
Yes, I will give you a call back. Yeah.
Are you going to open them before you speak to me or as you're speaking to me?
I think I'll open them beforehand because I don't think I could deal with all the stress.
It is quite stressful, isn't it?
Yeah, it is very stressful.
Okay.
So no, I'll give you a call as soon as I open them.
Okay, so we'll speak to you around, 3 o'clock, yeah?
Yeah, just after 3 o'clock. That'll be great. Thank you so much.
Okay, I'll speak to you in a bit. Good luck.
Speak to you later. Thank you very much.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
Now, if you've just collected your Scottish Higher or National 4 and 5 results and you don't know what to do next, maybe you've opened yours already, don't worry about it because there is an exam results helpline and that is available right now. And listen to me, whatever you get, it's all going to be fine, okay? The number is 0808 100 8000. It's open today, it's even open at the weekend, it's free from landlines and some mobiles, but do check with your phone operator for details. So from today until the 12th of August, this helpline is basically everything you need for honest, unbiased advice from people who know what they're talking about and they'll discuss all the options available to you. So the number again is 0808 100 8000. You can call it now if you've just got your Higher or National 4 and 5 results today. And as always, the BBC advice pages are there for you. Loads of information and advice on there on exam results and careers. You'll find it on the Radio 1 homepage.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I really like that song, but thanks to my friend Chris, who isn't here today, he's doing something else. But thanks so much for ruining that song for all of us. Alex is saying the same thing on the text. Ollie says it on Twitter as well. That's Jess Glynn, and Don't Be So Hard on Yourself. Which does sound a bit like...
She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes.
Thanks for pointing that out, Chris.
She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes.
All I can hear now. Let's all tweet Chris and say thanks so much for ruining that song for us because he's not here today.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Charlotte Crosby.
Hello.
Hello. You're looking so good.
Really?
Yeah.
I've not even got my eyelashes on.
Well, that was a problem last time. Do you remember when we played Innuendo Bingo and they fell off?
Well, they actually fell off in the hairdressers. The blow dryer came on and they blew off. It was so embarrassing.
What, just now?
Yeah, just now.
Oh.
Lost one of them.
Your son eyelashes. New hair as well, very good.
Yeah, well, not new hair. This is the same hair.
But different.
But a different colour on the top, just a little bit darker.
I'm loving it.
Oh, thanks,
loving
Scott.
Loving it.
I'm loving yours as well, mine.
Yeah.
A little bit of a comb over going on there?
A little bit today, yep. hey.
Yeah, it's
this
me boo.
Book, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Sunday Times bestseller.
2 weeks running.
Check it out.
Check me out.
Up there with Sam Fares now. She's won as well.
No, but not 2 weeks in a row, not hers.
You're checking.
Well.
She's like, yes, 2 weeks in a row. Oh, I'm loving these pictures.
Yeah, me when I was a baby and stuff.
Oh, cute. I like it. At the start of the book, it's like, I've never read anyone else's autobiography because I'm not that interested in what they've got to say.
Yeah, but that's why I didn't want to write one for so long, because I was like, well, I don't care, so why does anyone else?
Well, they obviously do.
And then I realised they do.
They really do.
Buzzing.
I know. Have you never read one, ever?
I've read snippets of, like, I wanted to read Katie Price's because I wanted to know about Alex, what was his name?
Alex Reed.
Yeah, and about the weird things that they used to get up to. So I cut to that bit.
Yes.
And that's it, really. I just skip and cut and...
Right. Do you think people do the same of yours?
Oh, nah.
Nah?
Because I've had loads of tweets, people are in depth, and do you know what I do? I test them. If someone says, I love your book, I go, what's your favourite part? So that I know if they've read it.
Right.
And then if they tell us the favourite part, then I ask them a bit about it. Oh, really? What colour was it?
Do you really?
Yeah, or in depth.
It's a little
I need
test.
To know, investigator.
I didn't know that you drink gravy.
Yeah, I love drinking gravy.
What, like a whole pint of it?
Well, the extras, I pour it in a cup and just drink it.
Okay. That's slightly weird. My Brianna's agreeing with you.
Yeah,
you do.
I do that as well.
Isn't
I got told
lovely?
Off by my flatmate.
Do you sometimes put vinegar in yours?
Not vinegar. It was mainly chicken juices. It was great though.
Yeah, try vinegar next time.
Oh, okay.
Unreal.
Good tip. By the way, I know that you two have just met, but Rihanna, this is Charlotte. Charlotte, this is Rihanna.
Hi.
And you're about to play innuendo bingo.
I know.
Now, what's wrong, Charlotte? What's wrong?
Right, I've beaten the hairdresser. I just had my hair done, right? And I was watching... This is going to sound really sad, okay. But I stayed up till 2 o'clock in the morning watching makeup tutorials on YouTube. And then I woke up 2 hours extra early just so I could practice. And I thought, wow, I look beautiful today. And now I'm going to look like a drowned rat.
Yeah.
Well, I've already lost my eyelashes, so.
What? So the makeup that I'm seeing right now, like, that's from a how-to video?
Yeah.
That's really cool. I said, told you look good today.
Oh my God, you did?
Yeah, that's why.
Right, I'm going to watch more. I'm going to subscribe to that girl.
There's how-to videos for everything.
Everything.
So good. I had to do boil an egg the other day.
What?
I didn't know how long.
3 minutes,
Is it?
Well, do you want dippy or hard?
I want dippy.
Dippy 3 minutes.
Okay, thanks for that. You should do your own ones.
I know, I'm going to.
Okay, so we're going to play Innuendo Bingo
right
in a minute.
Now?
Yeah, in a minute, yeah. Oh, I'm going to play one song, which is Birdie and Wings.
Right.
You've just got to get involved, Charlotte. Do you know what I mean? You've done a lot worse.
I know I have.
I've seen the programme.
Me too. I've been in it.
You were in it, yeah. So it's going to happen in about 3 minutes. So, ladies, we'll get you in position. Remember, you can watch this on the Radio 1 website, on your tablet, on your computer, even on your phone. Maybe have a little break and enjoy Charlotte and Rihanna off of films on Innuendo Bingo. It's happening next on Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Charlotte Crosby is about to play Innuendo Bingo. Are you okay over there?
No.
What's up with you?
Right, I'm just getting really nervous.
You're stressed. You've done it before.
I'm getting a nervous twitch.
But, like, once the first bit of water hits, then you're in the game. It's absolutely fine. Are you going to be our first walker today? We've never had a walker before. We've come close. Jessie J nearly walked out.
Did she?
Yeah, yeah. She wasn't keen.
You should get Preston on from the Ordinary Boys. He'd do a good job.
Of walking out?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not on the calendar, actually, Rihanna. So, if you want to go on the Radio 1 website now, you can see Charlotte is looking very uncomfortable.
Really nervous, don't be nervous.
It's fine.
Just water.
It's just Rihanna off of films.
I'm just scared because I haven't brought a different change of clothes.
Oh, have you not? That's a rookie error.
Mistake.
Yeah, because I forgot, didn't I?
Oh,
let's just
get on with it. Come on. Don't think about it too much.
It's time to make another celebrity wet. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Now, I know from your book that you don't swear in front of your dad, but please don't swear now on Innuendo Bingo because that would be bad.
I would.
Okay, remember, the water is cold. You'll hear a selection of clips of things that sound a bit rude, but obviously aren't, from TV and radio that people have been sending in. Let us know if you're watching today. It's going to be a good one, I think. You can watch on the Radio 1 website, even on your phone or computer or laptop, right now. Okay, water, please.
Ready?
Lots of it in your mouths.
Mm.
Charlotte and Rihanna, let's play Tuesday's Innuendo Bingo. We've not done this for a while. First up, it's TV's Steve Backshall. And what are you doing, Charlotte? You're covering yourself. That's not going to help. Now, as we know, Steve Backshall's main aim is giving us the best view of wildlife possible. Now, listen here to Steve tell us about this incredible piece of technology.
We always want to try and bring you with us wherever we go. Now, obviously, with a camera that's that size, it isn't always so easy. But luckily, modern cameras are so small, so rugged, so tough, that they can be fixed pretty much anywhere. Onto a plane, a train, a bike, a kayak, even onto my helmet.
Oh, wow. Straight in the face there from Rihanna to Charlotte.
That whole time I was like, this is a really long clip. When's it? Oh, there's the payoff.
Yeah, absolutely. So Steve Batchelor there with... well, it's amazing when they can put cameras now.
Even onto my helmet.
Thanks, Steve. You right there, Charlotte? You're doing that thing where you're crossing your arms like you're about to go down a water slide. Ah!
Right, well, I thought it would be a bit unfair if the spit was a bit warm.
Okay.
So okay, reload.
Fresh load. I like it.
Thank you to Simon and Bedfordshire for sending that first clip in today. So many emails, literally hundreds of them about this next one. It's over to the housing enforcers on BBC One. And what? Yes, Rihanna,
so
you bumped your head there on the microphone.
So sorry, I keep losing my headphones as well.
It's the housing enforcers next on BBC One. Now, these tenants are having a terrible time.
In Tendring, tenants Martin and Paula have been plagued by rats.
I've got rats coming in the kitchen. I've got rats in the loft. I've got rats in the, obviously in the bathroom.
I can't sleep properly at night because I'm scared in case a rat comes on me.
I don't even know. I'm not even listening properly. I'm just spitting when you're spitting because I'm so scared.
Don't be scared.
I'm scared.
Just water, darling.
I'm not even concentrating on what they're saying.
I'm not going to repeat it.
But I'm scared in case a rat comes on me.
Oh, right, okay.
Liz and Teesside spotted that. And so many others. So many hundreds of you. Thank you for that. Okay, now, more water, please. We're going to head over to Saturday Kitchen. Water. You can put more in than that, Charlotte, if you want. You happy with your water choice? Yeah. Now, on Saturday Kitchen, wine expert Ollie Smith has a recommendation that I certainly can't wait to try myself.
This Gruner Veltliner with its aromatic edge is like a lens bringing all of those twinkling beauties into focus. And finally, the creamy mayonnaise infused with salty gentleman's red.
Yes! I feel like I got you there.
That was a good one.
You absolutely got me.
Yeah.
So I did that clip. That's one of my favourites.
Fancy that wine, Rihanna? Favorite.
The creamy mayonnaise infused with salty gentleman's relish.
That's good.
I didn't even hear that.
Now we're going back over to BBC One, and it's a show called The Instant Gardener. It's a gardener that's instant. I don't know what it means. Now, Amy here has got a problem that I'm not sure that I would share myself on primetime television.
As well as the two benches, AJ's also been tasked with building a windbreak for Amy's drafty aperture.
It was your little...
Oh.
At the end of that.
Amy's drafty aperture.
Poor Amy.
Aperture?
I don't know. Remember, if you spot anything...
Why was that funny?
I don't know.
It was Scott that was funny.
If you spot anything when you're watching TV or listening to the radio, email it in to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We'll then find it, and it could be on Innuendo Bingo. Next, it's Innuendo Bingo regular Sarah Cox. And when Sarah's not on Radio 2, love, she likes to relax while listening to Jeremy Vine.
Listening to Jeremy yesterday, and I was elbow deep in my fish tank.
No, it's good dodging there.
I was impressed at myself there.
It was really quick. Dodging a bullet.
Dan in Oxford sent that one in.
I was elbow deep in my fish tank.
Oh, wow.
I've just picked up Charlotte's glass that she put some chewing gum in earlier. And I just drank from that.
No!
You didn't! Oh.
I'm
how did
so
that get mixed
sorry.
Up?
Oh. Have you been drinking
I think
from
someone's
that?
Someone's put that on purpose.
Have you been drinking
no,
from
don't
that all
put
along?
It there. No.
Well, I put okay. it there.
One sip.
It was now, there before.
I think you're going to like the next clip. It's my favourite one from this episode.
I feel like we just got a lot closer.
Mm. Yeah. Water, please. more cooking, and over to Nigel Slater on BBC One. Now, here's a method that I'm going to try tonight to make kale a bit more interesting.
You don't want them to brown, you just want them to relax.
Let your kale darken and soften a bit before throwing in your sausage and...
Oh, wow. Charlotte, are you okay, hon?
Yeah, I'm fine.
That's how you make kale better.
Throwing in your sausage and nuts.
That was the funniest one.
Jason in Bolton emailed that one in. Because it can be quite bland.
What am I actually
going to
do now?
Oh, my God.
What, Charlotte?
I don't know what I'm going to do now.
Because no clothes.
Yeah.
And hair and that.
Well.
Not much you can do now. I know. It's all right. We'll tell the photographers to go away.
I got some face wipes.
Got some face wipes.
Oh, that's amazing. Okay,
oh, oh, thank God. Now we're going over to BBC Radio Solent and Sir Robin Knox Johnston.
I don't get that one again.
What did he do to
him? Rihanna's lost it again. Okay. So Robin Knox Johnston has a big surprise for anyone completing this boat race.
A little birdie tells me actually there was a very special welcome for the crews as they crossed the finishing line this morning.
Well, I decided that I would take my cannon out and salute each of them as they came across the finish line. So I did. My quarter scale 32 pounder.
Oh. So Robin Knox Johnston there.
Well, I decided that I would take my cannon out.
What a generous man.
I know.
My quarter scale 32 pounder.
And, and so modest. And finally,
right.
Over to Glorious Gardens from Above. Mm. Now, we all know if you watch that show regularly, which I certainly do, Christine Walkden loves to try out new experiences.
What an amazing setting.
Give me your hand, fair maiden.
What happened there?
Are you okay, love?
I got a bit thirsty. I tried to sip some. And it went round the wrong way.
Oh, wow.
Are you all right?
Right.
Yeah, have some okay. water.
We have some water. You haven't had enough.
I'm ready.
What you need?
My quarter scale 32 pounder.
That actually hadn't finished.
Sorry.
Pouring that in my mouth.
Okay. Christine Walkden, trying out some new experiences on Glorious Gardens from Above.
What an amazing setting.
Give me your hand, fair maiden.
Thank you. Well, hey, this is... I've never done this. I've never, ever even had a rod in my hand.
Oh, well, I think that's Charlotte done. Are you all right? Are you okay? Okay, yeah, just don't
open
your eyes.
Okay.
Okay, that was Charlotte Crosby in you and the bingo. Well done, everyone. That was... You made it through, Charlotte.
Well done.
Now it's just the thing of getting dry. Thanks so much, Rihanna.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Good afternoon to Amy, who is celebrating getting her exam results by watching Innuendo Bingo today with Charlotte Crosby. It was, it was an eventful one, wasn't it? And the team at Unofficial Mills have been on Twitter saying, really like it when celebrities do their hair and makeup for Innuendo Bingo, because it's even more disastrous when the water sprays. Certainly true that was today. Don't think she was happy. But it made for a great video. And thank you to Rihanna as well for providing a lot of water sprayage. We'll get the video up for you later on.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know, I said I love it when I get your emails. I've got somebody else with an inquiry, which we'll get to in a minute. No Charlie Slough today. He is larging it in Zante, quite literally. So it's going to be Greg James on Real or No Real today. No Fat Tuesday. Sorry to disappoint. Slough's back next week. You know he likes to go to the Greek islands. It's a zoo in there. What's happening today? Some people think that Beyonce might be pregnant because she keeps carrying things in front of her stomach. In the last few days, she's been pictured carrying a purse. Doesn't cover your stomach. A handbag. only just covers your stomach if it's big enough. And a laptop yesterday does cover your stomach. She's probably not. Louis Tomlinson has this morning in America, because we're in the future and they're behind, so it only happened a couple of hours ago, revealed that 100% he is going to be a dad and he's looking forward to it. He said it on Good Morning America. And hello, Becky in Edinburgh, who's waiting for the results of her higher exams today. Why haven't you got them yet? And is getting really excited, just got excited before that foul Wadad and Panal track, because she heard the trailer on Radio 1 for Bake Off. I know, Bake Off is back tomorrow night, which is good because, yeah, it's great. And also, it means you don't have to watch Barbecue Champ anymore.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
Hi, it's Milo.
Milo?
No, it's me, as in Low, my name.
So your name is Low?
Yeah, Low.
What's that short for?
It's short for Lauren.
Okay, what's wrong with Loza?
I used to be called, like, Loz, but it just, like, changed to Low.
Okay. Are you okay, hon? What's going on?
Well, basically, me and my boyfriend have been together for quite a long time now.
Right.
And it sounds really pathetic, but, like, on Facebook, we're not, like, in a relationship. And it's driving me mad because a lot of my friends who've got, like, new boyfriends on the scene have already sort of, you know, got their relationship status online, and it's driving me nuts.
How long have you been with this guy?
Since November.
And you're not Facebook official?
No, I mean, we kind of are, but he hasn't accepted it yet, because I got the courage to do it, but then on the other end, he hasn't accepted it. I didn't realise he had to accept it, so I actually snuck onto his iPad to check out and see if he'd accepted it, and I was so tempted to, you know, to accept it, and I just couldn't do it.
So you've been sneaking around on his iPad when he's not around, and you were thinking about accepting your request on Facebook?
Yeah, my request on Facebook.
To be in a relationship?
Yeah.
What does his say at the moment? Single?
I'm guessing so, yeah, if he hasn't accepted it yet.
Why is it stressing you out so much?
It's just because it's just such a small thing, and it's just, I don't know, it's, I've ended up building it up into this big, massive deal. I don't know if it's not, but
well, kind of
I
is.
Can't help it. Mm. You know, it's the whole love thing and everything. And I actually did yell it to him the other night. He did say it back, but I don't think it counts when you're drunk, so.
Oh, wow, you might be my favourite. I'm enjoying our chats. So you'd had a few drinks and you shouted, "I love you," and he shouted it back.
Yeah, and he shouted it back, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think it counts because in the morning it's very awkward. And he just went very quiet, right. So. Mm.
Do you think there's any reason why he might not be accepting you on Facebook? I can't think of any.
I don't know, I think I'm pretty nice.
No, that was too
really.
High-pitched. Sorry, only dogs could hear you. Say again.
Yeah, I said, I think I'm quite nice.
Yeah, I can understand that then.
Yeah.
You sound nice.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know.
Thing is, there's not much I can do, and obviously you shouldn't be sneaking around on his iPad.
I know.
That's bad. But you have just rang up a national radio station to tell me and everyone listening, millions of people, that your boyfriend won't accept you in a relationship on Facebook. So I think that's going to move things on a little bit.
I don't know if it'll be necessarily a good thing. I don't know.
I think it is a good thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is exactly why I always say, like, I love hearing from you. I want all your stories. Email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I think he's going to be accepting you by tonight, as it were.
Yeah, hopefully. I'll just put it out there. I love him lots. I really do.
Oh, you're sweet. What's his name?
Oh, my God, I can't say that. Well,
you've told me your name and you've told me the whole story, so you might as well.
He's called Dom.
Dom?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you just make that up, or is that his real name?
No, it is. It is actually his real name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Oh, God. Right, okay, well, can you let me know what happens, please?
Yeah, definitely.
I reckon you're going to be in a relationship on Facebook by tonight.
Yeah, hopefully.
Love you.
Okay, love you too.
You hang up. No, you hang up. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, hang up. Yeah. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, yeah, hang up.
Hang up, okay.
She's gone.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, Lauren got a reaction. Rich in York says, good luck, Facebook girl. I've been in a relationship for 6 years. We're getting married next year. Still not Facebook official. Been with my boyfriend 2 years. Still not official on Facebook. That's Gillian from Glasgow. Joel from Oxford, it doesn't necessarily mean he's seeing other girls and he doesn't want all the other girls to know that he's got a girlfriend. It's not true. I'm sure that he's absolutely fine with it. Is she okay? I think she just had a bit of a cold, to be honest. That was the problem.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Earlier, we spoke to Iona, who is expecting her Scottish higher results today, which I know loads of you are. A lot of them you've got already. A lot of people have been texting and saying they did good or they did fine, or some people not as well as expected. Remember, we've got this number you can ring and they will just point you in the right direction, whatever you want to do next. Or maybe you haven't got a clue what you want to do next at the moment. That's what they're for. They're experts and they're there right now. Even on the weekends, they're there as well. And you can call them on 0808 100 8000. It's free from landlines and from some mobile phones, but check with your phone operator for details if that concerns you. 0808 100 8000. It's open from today until the 12th of August. And they'll just give you unbiased and pretty kind of honest advice, bearing your results in mind on what to do next. So the number again is 0808 100 8000. So Iona was waiting for her mum to come back from work at 3 o'clock and then she was going to open her Scottish hires. Hi, Iona.
Hello, how are you?
Oof. Have you opened them?
I have opened them, yeah.
Okay. How long ago did you open them?
About 5 minutes ago.
5 minutes. So your mum's back, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, no, she's not. I had to call in the car.
Oh, you called her?
Yeah, but she knows. She knows.
Okay.
Yep.
What did you get, please?
I got all A's.
All A's?
Yes.
Iona?
You're going straight in my basket.
That's amazing. Well done.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All A's. She's like, yeah, I got all A's. Well done. Do you want to ring my helpline or do you not want to at the moment?
No, I think I'm okay. I'm going to celebrate and relax.
Okay, but do make a note of the number because even if you've done really well, they'll help you out.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Go relax. Have a summer. See you later.
Thank you. See you later.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, she's pretty happy.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What a song. I'm a fan. I'm saying yes to Jeppo on that one. Yes, Greg?
Love Jeppo.
Oh, I love her.
Oh, can I say? She's a star caller on my show on Monday.
Is she?
Next Monday, yeah.
Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yeah.
That's Runaway with me. Because I am a pop queen and proud of it, I'm really looking forward to that album. It's out on the 25th of September. So it's me and you, man on man today.
She's nice, right, Carly Rae?
She's really nice.
Yeah, really fun.
There was a really awkward thing I did a while ago where I had an internet date with her. That was really weird. Did a bit of cooking. But she took it all. Even when I took the laptop to bed with me, she was still kind of like, yeah, fine, you weird British person. Here's today's facts on Real or No Real.
A recent survey has found that the most desired fantasy job amongst British adults is to be a minion.
Is it me versus you today?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay, so, this is big.
Well, I mean, you couldn't have a good conversation.
No, but when we did the video for the minions, let me just say this. There are people inside. The people inside the minions, they got the most adoration.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, you, tell me what it's like to be a minion.
Yeah.
And they have huge fan bases.
Did you really have to think twice about saying if there are people inside or not?
Yes.
Did you?
I did, because we got in such trouble.
Did you?
I probably will do now anyway.
Oh.
Only
they're real.
Oh. You know when... Okay.
Okay, I think we just stop there.
Why is my job so stupid?
Exactly.
He was told off because he's told everyone that there were people inside those minions in that video he did. Imagine that, sacked for that.
The things you have to...
This is not a normal
that's
job.
Not normal, no.
But anyway, so the people inside got so much adoration because they just had the most fun time because they just run around causing havoc, kicking people and stuff.
So I'm saying this is absolutely real because why would you not want to be one apart from the conversation aspect?
And everyone takes a photo of you.
Everyone.
When we did the thing downstairs in the newsroom, it disrupted the whole day of news.
I know. I mean, it's a bit like when the Queen came round and all the BBC News staff were told, don't take pictures. Everyone took a picture.
More of a fuss.
Yeah.
If anything.
Yeah. So I'm saying real.
Definitely real.
That one is real.
Yes. Other fictional jobs on the list included being a Jedi Knight and a dinosaur trainer.
Oh my God. Sad are we all?
I know. But that's the number one really thing that British adults want to be. Fantasy job. A minion. And next.
In a bid to boost their earnings after the summer festival season, drum and bass duo Chase and Status are set to go on a nationwide tour of school assemblies.
What?
Now, I know that some bands do, they do school tours, don't they?
Yeah, but you do it on the way up, not when you're up, like Chase and Status.
Yeah. It's the kind of thing that, at the moment, only the young would do.
Yeah.
Or back in the day, Stereo Kicks, R.I.P.
Yeah. Or The Wanted.
Or The Wanted.
Back in the day, The Wanted did a school tour, I'm pretty sure of it.
And I think Rixton did one. So, like, people who are on the way up, but, you know, getting near the top. I think you're right. Chase and Status, already top.
By the way, not knocking it. Not knocking it at all.
Not in any way, no. It's a great way to extend your fan base.
A drum and bass assembly would go down a treat.
We'd brighten up love assembly.
That. All the dinner ladies going mad in the corner with their spatulas and stuff.
Yeah. There's always someone plaiting someone's hair in assembly, isn't there? Notice that. Always. It's like, stop plaiting your hair and pay attention to the teachers.
There was always, in my primary school assemblies, it was always people plaiting each other's hair or being sick.
Yes.
Loads of people being sick the whole time.
Or we had a girl called Nicola that like a massive stream of snot used to come from her nose sometimes.
That was the first time. I remember it so well. It was
Shout
out Nicola. Yeah. First time I ever got sent out of anywhere when I was a kid was for causing a scene when someone next to me was sick. I was I was basically causing a fuss.
Yeah.
And they went, get out!
Oh.
Or Gregory, probably.
Gregory, yes.
I was getting told off.
Yes.
Get out!
So I'm saying school assemblies, I can't see it. No real.
I'm going to say, no, this is no real.
That one is no real.
No, in fact, they're very busy touring all over Europe at the moment, actually. No time for assemblies. And next.
You are more likely to say yes to something after a coffee.
Oh, yes, 100%.
100%.
100%. I mean, I've made some bad decisions, career-wise, over the years.
Well, because you were in meetings which you were being plied with coffee?
I think, yes. Because if you have three or four meetings in a row, which I sometimes do, they'll be like...
Oh, someone's doing well. Three or four in a row.
No, but sometimes...
Come on, line them up.
No, sometimes, I'm saying. And in each one, you'll get offered a coffee. Would you like a coffee? Yes, please. Next meeting, coffee? Yes, please. Next meeting, coffee? Then by the time you've reached the Strictly Come Dancing meeting, you're wired.
The next thing you know, you're a crab.
Yeah. That's how it happens.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah. I was absolutely out of it on coffee. Oh, yeah, I'll do it, all right. You want another coffee? Yeah, all right. Sugar, please. So I'm saying absolutely 100% yes, real.
Next thing you know, you're on the lottery. Okay. This, another coffee, Scott? I'll get another one. I think this is probably real. I'm going to say real.
Yeah, I'm no doubt.
That one is real.
Yeah, it's true. And finally today on Real or No Real.
Taylor Swift permanently carries a stash of birthday cards in her handbag.
Oh, come on.
Well, it's a good idea because, you know, she is, as we know, a world famous nice person. She gives money to people the whole time. She, you know, buys people presents and houses and whatever. So I think if she meets a fan who goes, it's my birthday today, she'll go,
happy birthday.
I knew.
But do you think she's pre-signed them?
Yeah. Dear fan.
It's not that personal, is it?
Dear fan.
Dear normal person.
Dear poor person. Happy birthday to you. Love from TS.
Dear member of the public. I think they're pre-signed. And I don't even... I think it's that thing where, like, she signed it once and they printed it. I don't think she's even signed it with a pen.
I think she's gone down the post office and got a stamp made. Yeah, you can get a stamp made, can't
there
you?
There are some celebrities that do carry their own signed photographs, though.
Oh.
David Hasselhoff.
Can I make a confession here?
Yes.
That I...
Oh, no, you don't.
Well, I did a gig 2 weeks ago.
Where?
At my old uni.
UEA?
And I opened the...
Oh, no, what?
I opened the headphone case.
Yes.
I didn't do this.
Oh, no, what?
But it looked like I had brought photo cards...
Of yourself?
Of myself to the gig to throw out at the
It
the
was
end.
You, though, wasn't it?
No, I genuinely didn't put
well,
them
who
in
put
there.
Them in there?
I don't know who put them in there. Well, I'm trying to get to the bottom of it. I don't know who did it. But someone broke into my headphone case and they just put
someone
in...
Someone broke in and put pictures of me in there.
They put these really weird old photos of me in there that's got the Radio 1 logo in it and me looking like... I mean, it might as well have headphones around my head, around my neck going, right. I'm a DJ,
good
hi.
Morning.
And then it's like I throw them out on the drop or something.
Was it when you had the slightly feathered hair?
Yeah, it was humid. It was humid on the day of the shoot. That's why.
I remember the picture.
They're on the iPlayer still, those photos. Yes. They're still there. The worst.
I had a frizzy hair day. I'm sorry. It was the humidity.
I had a moniker. That's a moniker from Friends.
Monica.
Anyway, so
Swifty, does she always carry birthday cards?
Yes, she does. She's nice. Definitely.
She is nice. But she just, someone says, it's my birthday, and she just pops it out of her handbag, and there you go. I'm saying real also.
That one is real.
Yes.
Very good.
She revealed in an interview that she carries them in case she runs into someone who's celebrating their birthday, as we thought. And at the end of that, we've all got them all right.
Did we?
So, yeah, we both got 40.
Oh, yay.
Yes, to us. We should play this more often.
40 of those.
What's on today?
Today, we have an update on drop blocking. You're aware of drop blocking, where
no.
You play a big old banger and then you take it out and play Spandau Ballet on the drop and the crowd go, well, they hate it.
I bet they do.
There was these Aussie DJs called Mashton Kutcher who did it. And then we've had someone send one in today.
It's a great idea, though, to really annoy people.
Well, we tried to get Danny Howard to do it over the Ibiza weekend, but he failed on us. So we've put it over to the listeners, and someone has actually done it for us. So thank you to that person. Wow. We'll get to that after.
I'd quite like to try that in my next student gig.
Please do it. Please feel free. It's,
so you just build up, and then something awful comes in?
Yeah. Well, it's all just the different tempo. Spandau Ballet, true, will come in. So that'll be after 4:30 today. Then after 5, we have Wrong'uns quiz. We're going to play Wrong'uns with a caller after 5 o'clock today. And then the summer mix from 6 o'clock as well.
Yes, non-stop hit.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Meet Mill, all eyes on you. No, it's not...
I thought you said your name wrong.
No, me...
I thought you was going, Meet Mill's me. Here. No, it's Scott.
Meet Mill.
He did have a good holiday.
Meet Mill.
Meet Mill.
Meet Mill. Nicki Minaj. Chris Brown. Right, listen, if you want to check out our stuff from Ibiza, Radio 1's been there 20 years. So, Danny Howard, Pete Tong, Annie Mack, and the biggest names in dance, including Calvin Harris. You can watch all of the live music from Ibiza on Radio 1's iPlayer channel. Those are the best bits of Tuesday's show. Back on tomorrow at 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.